revise them a little bit.
Sadio.
Take a look through that before you read it.
Duchaney.
Here.
Dutton.
Here.
Kehoe. Machado. Marget.
Here.
Runner.
Here.
Semidion. Soto.
Here.
Torlakson.
Ashburn.
Seven.
All right, as we all know, Senator Chesbro is under the knife, really, in surgery at this moment, and we wish him all a speedy and healthy recovery. Incarcerated hernia, and we don't know what that means, but it doesn't. We thought it was a hernia that was in jail.
Yeah.
But
part of the prison bill package, I think.
That's right. But we wish him a speedy recovery. And so presenting for the senator is his staff. Please introduce yourself. And
Peggy Collins for Senator Chesbro.
I object.
Senator Keogh, thank you. SB 257 creates a new category of housing within CalHFA statutes, clarifying the agency's authority to finance housing for persons with special needs in need of supportive services. Financing housing for persons with special needs can be particularly difficult because, as a general rule, that type of housing cannot support large amounts of conventional debt. The recent passage of Proposition 63 may provide the state with a unique opportunity to leverage some of that funding with dollars that can be provided from CalHFA and other public and private sources to build a significant number of housing units. Given the scope of such projects, the complexity of this type of financing, CalHFA's Bond Council recommends creating a separate chapter within its statutes to clarify the agency's authorities in such projects. SB 257 would also authorize the Board of Directors to establish competitive salaries that will allow the agency to recruit and retain qualified management staff to implement its programs. There is no general fund associated with this bill, and the author asks for your aye vote.
Bill's been moved, I think, by Senator Dutton. That's right. Those in witnesses in support.
Hi, John Ross of the Mortgage Bankers Association, in support for the reasons stated.
Terry Parker, I'm the California, the executive director of the California Housing Finance Agency, here to essentially say that we're ready to go on being able to implement this program of very creative financing of creating more units of homeless, permanent housing for homeless, mentally ill. We're very excited about doing this. This legislation will allow us to essentially take on this complex and difficult work with our colleagues at HCD, the Department of Mental Health, and local government entities, including the California Mental Health Directors. We think that this is an exciting time. We also need this legislation in order to be able to hire the kind of people who can do this very difficult and complex work that Wall Street recognizes through our ratings, as we are a separately rated financial institution. So we'd appreciate your consideration and support on the legislation.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. I'm pleased to support this bill, and I'm excited about the commitment of Prop 63 funds to special needs housing, and really, I'm very happy to facilitate the expenditure of these funds. In addition, I have become convinced, after talking to people and reading a lot, that the salaries of top CalHFA staff are uncompetitive, and this bill is a reasonable approach. But I'd like to make a few comments. First, with respect to special needs housing, I'm nervous about setting up two very similar programs at separate agencies. As CalHFA sets up its special needs housing program, I strongly, and you mentioned it already, but I strongly urge the agency to work with HCD and the Treasurer's Office to create a one-stop shop for developers of special needs projects. Our priority must be to get the housing built in a manner that is most cost-effective and the least burdensome to the development community. With respect to the agency salaries, I believe the board can effectively balance the needs and missions of the agency. But I am mindful of the possibility that this salary authority could be used inappropriately. I'd like to make it clear that I do not want to see this salary authority used to substantially boost salaries of staff in the years before retirement. My support today is to ensure that CalHFA can attract and retain qualified staff, not to fatten pensions. As with the voters' blessing, I will have six, if I'm fortunate enough, I will have 6 years left in the Senate. During the time, I plan to monitor the salaries of the agency to ensure that they do not get out of hand. I'm very glad to support it, but we must be very judicious as we watch how it does, and it's not, as I mentioned, used for the wrong reasons. CalHFA has been very effective and responsible, and I trust the agency to do the right thing, but I'm going to insist on accountability if that record ever changes. And with that, I will accept Senator Dutton's motion to approve the bill. Is there anybody in opposition?
Can I just say, Jolene Vorse, the Department of Housing and Community Development, we are in strong support of the bill. We continue to coordinate with CalHFA and all these efforts.
Want to see a one-stop, want to see this work together, don't want to see this as an additional hurdle, but really as something to facilitate special needs housing. Any members? Not hearing. The bill's been moved already by Senator Dutton. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Sadio. Duchaney.
Aye.
Duchaney, aye. Dutton.
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Machado. Marquette.
Aye.
Marquette, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. Simidian. Soto.
Aye.
Soto, aye. Torlakson.
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Nine. 9-0.
That bill is 9 votes. It's out. We will adjourn the meeting.